Hello.
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 Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Tell me this is what it's saying.
Okay, fine. Rachel, you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, let me share my screen. I don't want to go through a bunch of cases here. First, I just want to confirm everyone saw my emails and stuff from last night about these cases.
Yes.
Rachel, you also?
Yes.
All right. Let's take Edward DeMonco first. He's the first candidate over here. Okay, who's the ace who's going tomorrow?
I'm going to be Kelly Hall.
Okay. So, Kelly Hall's going tomorrow?
Yes.
Is she on another case also?
No, not for that. Yes, she is. She does Deborah Campbell.
Amazing. We'll be going to this case on Saturday. Okay. Nikki, did you get the email I just sent over? I don't know if I sent it earlier, but it had the paperwork for Edward.
Yes, I've seen that yesterday.
Amazing. Very good. So what else do we need for this case in order for it to be a success?
So this for Edward, where it says MCSL. Never mind, we already talked about that. You said the levy. Never mind.
Yeah, Mahoney County levy. Okay, great. So this case, Edward, is ready to start. Rachel, should we put it in now or you'll put it in the schedule over here afterwards?
I will put it in after.
Amazing. In this case, it's just a Saturday shift from, I think, 11 to 2, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, very good. Let's go to our good friend Deborah, also with Kelly, right?
Yes.
Amazing. This is test for 12. Awesome. Rachel, can you do me a favor? Could you send me an email once this case starts so I can mark it off on my end?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Amazing. And we have all the information that we need for this for her as well, right? Meaning Kelly, in, not Kelly, Nikki in terms of authorization, all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, Ruby?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
everything. Didn't Deborah start already?
We've tried to start, but today should be the actual first day of her receiving care.
I actually want to do it together with you now, Nikki, this checking. So we're going to providers, service plan. Then we go down to what?
I says I'm getting on to now.
Just want to make sure we're finding the right authorization. Medicaid ID, search, no member found.
For Deborah Campbell?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. She is eligible for services. Let me see though. 3/1/25, updated on 11/11/25.
What Medicaid ID or what are you putting in, Medicaid ID or CareSource ID?
I use the Medicaid ID.
What Medicaid ID number did you put in?
9100202044102.
So if you see my screen, how come it says no member found?
I can't see your screen because I don't, I'm not on the Zoom.
Okay, so I went to provider service plan. Right, that's what we looked last time to try to find authorization, right?
Yes.
So
I'm on that part
too
right
authorization?
Now. It's spinning. Gonna wait. Let me see. Yeah, because you know you got to go through each one until you get to her name. If you see her name, so
no, I don't even
three
see it
right
there.
Now. Okay, what page did you get it to? All of them.
I went under service. I went to service plan. There's three options: care source ID, Medicaid ID, and member ID. Don't you put in the Medicaid ID to search it?
You don't have to. Just scroll all the way down. Remember when I told you scroll all the way down so you see a whole bunch of names?
Okay, you also told me you have to put in the Medicaid ID, but let's try.
I did. Okay, so Judy, when we first get on the page, you got to put in the Medicaid ID, and then you hit search. You want to start all over to where you put in the Medicaid ID and hit search?
Under where? Under service plan or in another spot?
No. So just start all over. Just go right back to the main page.
Okay.
As if we'll start. Yeah. Go to member search.
Yeah.
Okay. Type in her Medicaid number.
Yeah.
Okay. And then hit search.
Yeah.
Did you see something that said, come up and says her name, Deborah Campbell?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we want to go over click provider.
Providers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then click on service plans.
Yeah.
Oh, minus spending. Okay. Then once the page switches over, you want to scroll all the way down, and you'll see a list of names. So we just have to click through to see if hers come up.
I don't see it.
You went through all the pages already?
No, you're going to sort by last name.
Correct. But you have to click through them all. Right now I'm clicking to page 5 now just to see. And if it doesn't come up, no, and I did not see it. I went through all pages for her.
Okay, so what's
the
little time when you're going to
get
off? Do we know who the case manager is here?
Did
I accept this one?
I think so. I'm in the other portal real quick trying to see April 16, 57. Okay, so I don't know why she's not coming up because I just searched the other portal and it is saying that she has CareSource, MyCare, that is her managed care plan, and financial payer is Medicaid. As of 1-1. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, continue.
I'm in the Ohio Department of Medicaid portal. I jumped over there just to see what comes up for her, and that's what it's telling me. CareSource, MyCare, and her financial payer is just Medicaid. Type waiver, okay. So as of 1-1-26.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
I'm probably going to have to try to reach out to her case manager because there's nothing showing for her in the CareSource portal that's updated.
Let me just see something also with in terms of, there we go. This is, let me just see, Deborah Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see something.
Yes, even her billing notes, we have CareSource that has her ID. Let me try this a different way.
Okay, so do you want me to reply back over here, or do you want
to reply back over where?
You can't see my screen, forget it. But basically, I'm going to ask them for an authorization.
Okay. So when we got Deborah, did she come through on Barracuda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rachel, I think you accepted it over here, right?
Correct. That was the Barracuda.
I'm going to reply back. Actually, you know what? Nikki, could you log into Barracuda to see this email, please?
Okay, I will 1 second. But I want to tell you something, Judah. I'm looking. It says original effective date, 3/1/25. But she's good all the way up until 6/30/26. But I wonder why it won't give us.
Exactly. It doesn't need the authorization. Maybe they didn't put it in front. Okay, are you in Barracuda now, Nikki?
No, hold on a minute. I do. And no, I'm not, but hold on a minute. I got all these portals pulled up. Okay, so you said you are typing something? So the only way I can get
in
here...
I want... Nikki, I want you to go to Barracuda, log in, and let me know when you're there. I'll tell you where to go.
So I can only log in on Barracuda when I click. If we have a message, I can click on there. Other than that, I've never logged in any other way.
No problem. Let me do it then. Good morning. Services are set to start today at 12, right?
For Deborah?
Yep.
Yes.
Services are set to start for Deborah today at 12. Can you please confirm that there is an authorization in CareSource or hand over the authorization to us. I was unable to find it in the CareSource portal. Thanks, Judah. Okay, so I just emailed them and I asked them for it. Let me put in my notes over here. Deborah emailed the case manager for the old number as it wasn't in the case portal. Okay, next. I think those are the two cases we needed to talk about. Edward and these two. Guys, if these two start, it makes it that we have 6 starts plus these two, which is 8. Our goal was between 8 and 10. If we get these guys to start, it's golden.
Okay.
Nikki, I'm sending you an email now. I want you to please send me an update today on these cases. Let me know where they're up to. Okay?
I leave in 30 minutes.
Making you work wonders, I'm sure.
Who are the cases? Who are you? They're not any different than what we talked about earlier, right?
These are other cases.
Oh, other ones.
Can you please send me an email with update on these cases concerning if they don't need and if they are still I'm sending you 6 cases that we started so far this month. I want to know if you could send, I want to make sure that they're all still on services. Rachel, I'm going to send you an email.
Okay.
Can you please send me an email with the patient that we need staffing to fill their open shift? Open shift cases. Okay, basically, Rachel, I want to know what the case that we still need staffing because we have open shift, meaning current cases that we need staffing to be able to close up those shifts, okay?
Okay.
Amazing. Okay. Anything else, guys?
I do. When we're done, can you call me?
Oh, of course. All right. Talk to you later, Rachel. Everything else? That's it? We're good?
All right. Thanks.
Okay.